Welcome to the Roto World Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Alfieri, and joining me like he does for every show is the senior writer and editor of Roto World Hockey, Michael Feinwax. Michael, we've gone through the Vancouver Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights in the last 2 days. Not a ton of fantasy value there, but now we're creeping back up to some more fantasy value with the Washington Capitals today. How's it going?
Good. We're going from the bottom to the top, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Started from the bottom, now they're here. So the Washington Capitals, they haven't been bad in a really long time, and I mean, it's easy to see why. They've got a ton of talent up front, even though they've lost some guys, they've lost some players, they're still loaded up front. Unfortunately, they can't seem to get past the second round, and last year, they found themselves down 3-1 in their second round series to the Penguins, and everybody was saying, oh, here we go again, the Washington Capitals going to get bounced in the second round of the playoffs. All of a sudden, they win two in a row, it's 3-3. They force a game seven, and all of a sudden, everybody's saying, oh, this is the year the Washington Capitals make it to the third round, and then they end up losing in game seven. So they did lose some players. How do you see the Capitals? You still see them as a juggernaut?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's unfortunate they play in the best division in hockey. So you're always trying to fight your way out of that division, and you have to play Pittsburgh. You know, I really like Columbus. They had over 100 points last year. You know, you play two of those teams in one round, or in back-to-back series, your first and second, you're in big trouble. You know, they didn't have that problem last year, but, you know, Pittsburgh did. But Pittsburgh was the one who came out of that division.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, they're the ones who came out. But, I mean, look, I think the Washington Capitals, even though they traded away Marcus Johansson, you know, they lost some other guys there, Justin Williams too. But still, you know, they are loaded. And down the middle, I think Backstrom, Kuznetsov, 1-2, I think, like, 99% of the teams should, you know, 99% of the teams would take that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, Backstrom's one of the best centers in the league. Kuznetsov is, in my opinion, he's still a bit underrated. I think he goes under the radar a bit. But, you know, he's just a super, super hockey player.
Yeah, no, most definitely. You're listening to the Roto World Hockey Podcast. Joey Alfieri, Michael Feinwax with you here. You can find us on Twitter at Joey Alfieri. He's at mfinewaxhockey at rotoworld_HK is the main page. So, Michael, just before we get into some more Washington Capitals talk, let's talk about this Roto-World draft guide. You know, all these fantasy drafts are going on right now, and people, you know, need all the help they can get. You know, the average person doesn't have time to do a ton of research, you know, going into their drafts. And you might think, like, you know something, you know, a thing or two about hockey and about the NHL and about fantasy hockey, but there's no way that you know as much as the Roto World Draft Guide.
Well, thanks, but, you know, there's lots of guys who know lots out there. However, what we do is we profile over 625 players. We do the stats on well over 700 players. And, you know, we're talking goals, we're talking games played, we're talking shots on net, we're talking assists, we're talking power play goals, power play assists, shorthanded points, game winners. You know, there's just so much plus minus, penalty minutes, so many stats. We also do team reports. Every team we have a report on. We have tiering, so you know who to take in the first round, the second round, which coincides with the top 150 list and the top 150 keeper list. You know, there's just a ton of articles. You wrote a great one on the top 50 fantasy goalies. You know, we have busts and overvalued players. We have sleepers. We have the Calder winners, power forwards, power defensemen, and lots more. You know, it's just the top five prospects on every team by Peter Harling of Dauber Hockey. It's a great, great article. You know, there's just so much information. We break down the schedule. You know, we talk a lot about back-to-back games and 3 and 4 nights. That's by Gus Katsaros of McKean's Hockey. There's just so much information. You know, if you haven't gotten it by now, you're going to struggle to finish all your reading because there's just so much information there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There definitely is. So make sure you pick that up. RotoWorld.com. Click the NHL tab, little draft guide sub tab, and it's available for purchase right there. Trust me, once you get it this year, you're not ever gonna skip it again. You're gonna get it every year. So it's definitely a must. So Michael, just getting back to the Capitals, I think there's a bunch of projections here offensively that I want to get from you, but I think there's not even really a question mark, but Ovechkin basically had scored. You know, if you go back to the lockout year, he had 32 goals in 48 games. The following year, 51 and 78. The year after that, 53 and 81. The year after that, 50-79. Last year, he went down to 33 goals in 82 games, which is, you know, a huge decrease, considering he had 350 goal seasons going into last year. Ovechkin's played a lot of hockey. You know, they've made the playoffs, you know, pretty much every year, almost that he's been in Washington. He's played in World Cups. He's played in Olympics. He plays a physical brand of hockey. Are we just seeing a guy who's, you know, the wear and tear has got to him, or do you think that, you know, he can put in 50 again?
You know, I think he's got one more 50-goal season in him. I just don't think it's going to be this year. I think not that he won't be able to go to the Olympics is really going to bother him, especially come around the Olympic time where he wishes he was in South Korea playing for Russia. You know, the NHL made their decision, and he's got to abide by it, you know, unfortunately for him. But, you know, I see him at 35 to 40 goals. I got him at 37 goals and between 70 and 75 points. But I still think he's got one more big year left in him. It's just not this year.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. He's 32, just turned 32 a little bit earlier on this month. So does he lead the Capitals in points then in your mind, or does that belong to Kuznetsov or Backstrom? And those are two more projections that I'd like to get from you.
Yeah, I got Backstrom leading with 25 goals and 85 points. The Capitals. I've got Kuznetsov at 20 plus goals and between 65 and 70 points, and I've got Ovechkin that's between 70 and 75 points. Those are my top three guys on the Capitals.
That's very interesting, and obviously Backstrom is a pass first guy, but I mean that three headed monster. I mean that's among the best, and I know they don't play on the same line, but that's among the best trio. You know, in the NHL, is it not? I mean, it's got to be right up there.
Sure. I mean, you can even throw in TJ Oshie, who I think is going to score 30 goals and 60 points. You know, that's a lot of scoring from four guys.
Yeah, definitely. And Oshie, I mean, was a surprise because they weren't even sure if they would be able to afford him and to bring him back. But they ended up getting the long-term deal done there, and he gets $5.75 million. You have to think that he was able to get a little bit more. You know, if he would have hit the open market, especially last summer, there wasn't really much in terms of quality. But, you know, I guess maybe he takes a bit less money, takes the long-term deal with the Capitals, and he's going to stick around there. So how relevant is he in fantasy leagues?
Oh, like I said, I think he's 30 goals, 60 points. That's hugely relevant. Right. You know, again, you know, there's so many guys between 40 and 50 points. If you get to 55 points, you become very relevant. And if you get to 60 points, it's exponentially better. So, you know, if he hits those marks, he's certainly going to help your team because it's not like he's going in the first five rounds.
Yeah, no, exactly. Again, there's a young player I wanted to ask you about, Jacob Vrana. He's a former first-round pick. The Washington Capitals have given him, you know, every opportunity to play, you know, on the top line. So he's going to get, you know, he should get a good opportunity here at some point this season, probably right out of the gate. Jacob Vrana, is there any potential that, you know, I think there's some boom potential here, especially if he plays with the skilled guys. You know, how do you see his upside this year?
Yeah, you're right, but I don't think I see him playing with the skilled guys so much. I've got him playing 62 games, which, you know, isn't a ton. I've got him at between 10 and 15 goals and about 30 points. So, but that being said, if you're in a dynasty league, I think I'd grab him around now because, you know, you might take him the year before, and this, I think, is the year before he explodes.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, so Jacob Vrana, an interesting player to keep your eyes on. You look at what he did. I'm just going to pull up the numbers from last year. He had 3 goals and 3 assists in 21 games as a 20-year-old with the Washington Capitals, which, you know, is nothing great. But last year with the Hershey Bears in the AHL, 19 goals and 36 points in 49 games as a 20-year-old. And that's not an easy league to play in as a 20-year-old. So, you know, that's, you know, he's shown there's flashes there, some very nice upside. Is there anybody else up front, Michael, that kind of intrigues you on this team? Burakovsky, I know he's notorious for slow starts, but, I mean, there is offensive upside there.
Yeah, he's a nice hockey player. I've got him for about 20 goals and 45 points this year, which, again, you know, it's in that range where there's a lot of guys. He increases it by 5 or 7 points, and he all of a sudden becomes very fantasy relevant. The one guy I like is Tom Wilson. If you're in a penalty minutes league, I think he's going to be at or near the top in penalty minutes in the NHL, and he's still going to score you 8 to 10 goals and 20 points. And that's huge because, you know, he's so valuable in one category, and he chips in enough in a couple others that makes him valuable.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, and he's already been suspended once this preseason. It was a hit to the head. I'm trying to remember who he clipped. I don't remember off the top of my head right now. But he's already been suspended two preseason games, and they've put him, you know, they've put him on notice already. Like, hey, we're not going to tolerate this year. So yeah, there's going to be penalty minutes up for grabs there. You're listening to the Roto World Hockey Podcast. Joey Alfieri and Michael Finewax with you here, breaking down the Washington Capitals. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Joey Alfieri. Michael is at M Finewax Hockey, and the Roto World main page, or the hockey page anyway, is at Roto World _HK. The blue line looks a little bit different. I mean, Carl Alsner, who was a first-round pick back in the day, he spent his entire career, you know, defensive defenseman, so no fantasy value there. But he signed with Montreal in free agency. Then, you know, they got Kevin Shattenkirk at the deadline. They weren't able to hold on to him. He walked in free agency as well. Nate Schmidt is a guy who's contributed on that blue line, and he got claimed in the expansion draft to Vegas. So, I mean, there's still, you know, some decent players on this team, Michael. You know, Matt Niskanen is still there. Dmitry Orlov is still there. John Carlson's still there. Brooks Orpik is a defensive, physical guy. He's still there. And Taylor Chorney's probably going to see an increased workload. But what do you make of this Washington Capitals defense with all those departures?
Well, boy, they lost a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they got three good guys still, fantasy-wise especially, in Carlson, in Niskanen, and in Orlov. And, you know, I've got Carlson at around 10 goals and 50 points. I've got Niskanen at 8 to 10 goals and 35 to 40 points. And I got Orlov at 7 goals and 35 points. And those are very, very nice hockey seasons from a defenseman. Now, that's not what you know, those are, well, you know, let's say the top 35 guys get that. So, you know, all these guys are at least top three defensemen on any team in 12-team leagues.
Yeah, I think they still have some interesting names. And the interesting part is, I mean, on NHL deals, as of right now, they've only got five guys. Right? Those are the five guys they have, the guys that we had mentioned. So, you know, they have Alex Chiasson, who's a forward on a professional tryout. But, you know, the blue liners, it looks like, you know, maybe a youngster, you know, a youngster is going to be able to make this team out of camp. You know, maybe a Madison Bowie can make it. You know, it'll be interesting to see who exactly sticks around, but definitely it's going to be a new-look defense. And I wonder if, you know, they don't struggle out of the gate a little bit because, you know, Alsner was there for a while. Schmidt has been there for a while. Okay, Shattenkirk was just a, you know, a pickup at the deadline. You know, but still, I mean, that's quite a bit of turnover. And Brooks Orpik, I don't think he's that good. So, you know, I wonder if they're going to struggle a little bit, especially defensively.
Well, they might, because they might have a couple rookies back there in Bowie and Christian Jews, the Swedish kid. I think he's Swedish anyway.
I believe he is, too.
He better be now, right? Yeah, he is Swedish. Good. But, you know what? They might struggle, but, you know, they got an outstanding netminder in Holtby back there. So, you know, if the rookies make a mistake, you know, it's not like they have a bad goalie back there. They got one of the best. And you know what? They'll get their feet wet. I'm sure they'll play the rookies with a veteran defenseman. And, you know, they'll go from there. Like, again, you know, I like Carlson. You know, he's been hurt a lot in the last couple of years, but I think he's getting ready to break out again. Niskanen is an underrated defenseman, especially offensively. They really like his play. He got hurt a bit last year when they signed Shattenkirk, or when they picked up Shattenkirk at the deadline or near the deadline. But, you know, between those two and Orlov, there's a lot of offensive talent there. And I think they'll sprinkle the rookies in. They won't play, you know, I think they'll both play between 60 and 65 games. So they'll see plenty of time in the press box to watch how they should be playing in that. And, you know, he's a terrific coach. He's a really good coach. And, you know, it's, again, I think they're going to challenge for the President's Cup. the question is how well they do in the postseason.
Yeah, President's Trophy doesn't mean anything to me anymore when it comes to Washington Capitals. I don't care anymore.
Well, I know, but it's just showing how good they a team right. they really are in the regular season.
Yeah.
I think they're getting a bit of a break. I think it helps them that there's no Olympics for the NHL this year. And I think it helps them that, you know, that there was no World Cup this year. So the guys come in fairly fresh. You know, when you have a good team with all this talent, a lot of guys are going for the Olympics in the
normal
years. And that's not the case this year, you know. There's a lot of, there's Russians, there's Americans there who would make the team. You know, there's Swedish guys and Backstrom who will make the team. There's probably 7-8 guys. You know, Holpe would probably be a goalie for Canada. You know, that's a lot. And you don't get, you know, it's nice for the rest of the league when you only have two players going or three players going, although those aren't probably your best teams. But when you got 10, you know, 7 of the 10 guys going, and they're going especially to Asia, and then they have to fly back, and there's no break for them, that's tough. And I think they'll benefit from the NHL not going to the Olympics.
Yeah, it's a fair point, an interesting point. So let's get into the goalies. Look, I think a lot of people thought that the Caps might lose Grubauer, who's a very good backup to the expansion draft, but obviously Vegas just couldn't pass up on Nate Schmidt, and I don't mind that decision at all. So it's Holtby and Grubauer again, probably the best 1-2 punch in the NHL as of right now, or at least one of them. So exactly how good is Braden Holtby fantasy-wise?
He's a top three goaltender. He should definitely be drafted in the first round, especially if goaltenders tend to go quickly. You know, he's had 40-plus wins the last 2 years. I think he tied the NHL record 2 years ago with 48. He tied Martin Brodeur. You know, he's been sensational. And, you know, Grubauer's been, his goals against average was around 2 last year. So whenever Washington had the need to put in the second goaltender, you know, they wanted to give Holtby the rest, Grubauer was outstanding. I'm looking at a .926 save percentage, and I don't see his goals against average, but it was outstanding.
Right. Yeah. No. They were both very good, and I think like even if Holtby goes down for a little while, I think Grubauer is more than capable to step up.
Yeah. You know, Washington had two great guys to give up in the expansion draft, and you know, they were fortunate to hold on to Grubauer. Although I think they'd rather have gotten rid of, you know, I think it would have been a lot easier to pick up a backup goaltender than it was for a solid defenseman like Nate Schmidt.
For sure. Yeah, most definitely. Okay, so I guess now I've got to ask you the question. Do the Washington Capitals, I'm not even going to ask if they win the Stanley Cup, do the Washington Capitals get by the second round of the playoffs?
Whew. Again, that's a, you know, it really depends where they finish. I can see them not making it past the first round if they have to play a team like Columbus or Pittsburgh. And I can see them going all the way to the Cup Final as well. You know, the playoffs are very, very funny because it's a battle. You know, the object's to make it to the playoffs. As you saw, an eighth seed in Nashville got into the Stanley Cup Final last year. Any team can win. That, you know, that's just the nature of hockey. The best rounds are in the first two rounds when everybody's healthy. You know, by the third and fourth round, it's a battle of attrition, and it's a war of attrition, and you just, it's, who's got the least amount of injuries, because when the Stanley Cup Final is over, you find out that everybody's hurt. You know, be it a small injury or a major, like, you know, broken this or broken that, and the guys decided to play. So, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I say Washington gets out of their division this year and go at least till the third round.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm with you. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. You know, they just might have such a tough time in the first two rounds that they might be spent when it comes time for the third round. Or they could be rejuvenated and just say, you know what, we got out of here. This is our year. We're going all the way.
Yeah, I think they make the conference final at the very least. And you know what? Oh, I don't want to say Stanley Cup final yet, but I keep convinced, like every summer I tell myself, I'm never going to do this again. And then the fall comes, and I predict the Capitals are going to be back in the, you know, in the final, and this is going to be their year and whatnot. But I think they get to the third round. The Cup Final, I don't know.
It's too early to predict it. I mean, you can always predict, obviously, but it's way too early. You don't know what kind of injuries are going to happen. You don't know what kind of trades are going to happen at the deadline. There's just so many variables at this stage. You know, it's You know, like the only thing you should be assured of are teams who aren't going to make the playoffs, like your Colorados or your Vegas or your, as you seem to always say, Vancouver.
No, Vancouver's not making the playoffs. I'll bet my, you know, whatever little life savings I have, I'd bet it on that.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, you know, it's a lot easier to predict who's not going to make the playoffs than who is going to make the playoffs or who's going to go to the Cup final.
Right, yeah, that's fair enough. This has been the Roto World Hockey Podcast, the Washington Capitals edition. Michael, can you believe it? We only have one left. That's the Winnipeg Jets tomorrow. That's the last one. We've done 30.
I know it. And we turn into the month of October, and the season's only 3-4 days away.
That's crazy. Yeah, I can't believe how fast this is coming up here. The Washington Capitals one has been fun. If you've missed any of our other podcasts with Michael and I, be sure to go to the rotoworld.com hockey page, the NHL. Click on the NHL tab there, look at the podcast section, and they're all available there. They're very easy to find, and I think you'll be thoroughly entertained by each one of them. Michael, thanks for doing this. We talk Winnipeg Jets tomorrow.
We do.
All right. Yep. Go ahead, sorry.
Should be fun.
It should be fun. Just a reminder for our listeners, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you can do so via iTunes and via Stitcher. Make sure you do that to make sure you never miss another Roto World Hockey Podcast ever again. Have a good one, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. We talk Winnipeg Jets tomorrow.